lost my confidence. Oh, can you please explain it clearly to me? We had it all. Now we're dominoes. Fall like dominoes. Can you please explain it clearly to me? We had it all. Now we're dominoes. Fall like dominoes. I fell on my head. Whisper what she said. Hard to think when you're overground. Hugs for warmth. Pity party, please. Count on me when I'm needed least. Can you please explain it clearly to me? We had it all. Now we're dominoes. Fall like dominoes. Can you please explain it clearly to me? We had it all. Now we're dominoes. Fall like dominoes. Fall like dominoes. Fall like dominoes. Yeah, yeah. Fall like dominoes. Fall like dominoes.
I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I seen some crazy ass shit in my time, but this is...
Welcome, everybody. This is Roomtone, the show that takes filmmaking's community to your ears. I'm Ruger, your host, broadcasting from unceded masculine land here at UBC from 101.9 FM CITR Radio. I can't wait to dive deep into the mind of our guest, extremely animated guest. But first, the soundtrack that he chose for us. This is The Lion King. Enjoy, everybody.
More to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in. Or to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high in the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun.
Oh,
Ciao a tutti and welcome, the show for filmmakers and the show of the filmmakers. No time to waste, I'm here, joined, and have the company of the amazing and extremely animated actor, producer, and co-founder of My Tribe Productions, Rowan Zheng. How are you doing, Rowan?
I'm doing great, thanks for having me.
Right on, a pleasure. Okay, right, straight away, I want to ask you, how did it all start?
Well, it started for me in acting, in the world of acting. I was an only child. Parents were separated. I was a quiet, introverted kid. And in elementary school, I started doing plays. And there was one play I did, actually, where I played Loki. Now, we all know Loki from the Marvel movies, but I didn't play the Marvel comic books version. I didn't do a Tom Hiddleston. I did the character based on sort of the classic Norse mythology. And he was the lead character of the show, and he was a trickster. And he was a comedian, and he was an entertainer. And I found that through playing this other kind of funny, extroverted character, I became a lot more confident in myself and in my own skin. And I remember there was this one scene where I came on, Loki disguises himself as a fly on the wall. And my mother Beth, designed this beautiful, hilarious fly costume with the little antenna and the wings. And so I put that on, and as soon as I stepped out onto that stage, the whole audience was laughing their heads off. They loved it. It was such a hilarious thing, and I was just a little short kid.
Wow, that's the healing energy of acting, huh? So
and
acting helped
I was
you to find your identity. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
But also there is an extremely interesting aspect of yours, which is basically producing.
Producing, yeah, I got into that later. And I got into producing. That journey started when my old friend Henry Corbett, my business partner in My Tribe Productions, he got in touch with me about doing a short film that he had written called Dark Day and Night, which became our company's first project. And I was the casting director for that film. Mm-hmm. And I also got involved behind the scenes. And I found myself loving that even just as much as I loved the acting. So I got involved in producing too, and we shot that on an incredibly low budget, but it turned out looking great. So we decided from there to combine our talents, me as an actor, producer, him as a writer, director, to make My Tribe Productions, which is our baby.
Right on. So slow down, actually.
Yeah.
Foot on the clutch. Mm. So you've had a past in acting.
Yes.
That helped you sculpture and carve your way through it. And now you discover producing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just come and tell me that you're actually working, you have an ongoing project.
Yes.
In 2D animation. How well-rounded is that? Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So our show that we're developing is called Gator Greg. And Gator Greg, it's a classic world of talking animals for kids. We're doing the classic hand-drawn 2D animation style. And Gator Greg centers around an alligator investigator named Greg. So we initially developed the show with the idea that it would be talking animals. And there's this joke that goes, what do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator.
Right on,
and from
right
there,
on.
Gator Greg was born.
Nice. Did you guys get inspiration from any specific layers of today's society to give birth to that project?
Well, yeah. I mean, we wanted to tell a story that was for a younger audience, but that kind of mirrors today's society. So Gator Greg is a lizard, and he lives in a world where mammals are kind of considered the more dominant, kind of desirable race. And they live above ground in a city called Mammalopolis, and sort of Greg the lizards and the bugs and the other, you know, traditionally less attractive creatures live in the sewers, which is this kind mm-hmm. of underworld, which is where most of season one of the show takes place, although we do go above ground eventually.
So you guys are working on season one right now?
Season one, yes.
How is the process going so far?
It's going good. We actually plan on pitching this show to networks. So what we've been developing the story of season one, but we're pretty much done the sizzle, which is our 2-minute trailer for the show. And we're setting up all the characters. We've got some characters we're very excited about. Our lead villain is the kidnapped cat. The kidnapped cat, and he's been stealing the children of mammals and non-mammals, and he's sort of raising this kind of underground army in the sewer to take on the the surface dwellers, the mammals above. And he's an interesting villain. We wanted to show a villain with layers who's not pure evil. He actually, you learn later in the show, this is kind of a spoiler here, but you learn later that he used to be Greg's detective partner on the police force.
Okay, so we're playing over there. Not bad at all. And listen, Gator Greg, you're basically creating this new world, and it's going to be a 2D animation.
Yes.
What's the technique behind this 2D animation? That is there something in the past you guys got inspired from to actually use this technique?
Well, yes, actually. Our inspiration was a lot of the superhero shows you saw in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. Like, probably in terms of the tone and the visuals, our main inspiration was the 90s Batman cartoon. You remember that one where Mark Hamill played the Joker, and it was set in this kind of, in Gotham, which was done, the style they did was a dark deco, it's called, which is the drawings were done on black paper instead of white to give it a kind of, the world a kind of very dark kind of feel to it, gritty. I think although it's for kids, it's for older kids, like kids 12 and up would be able to enjoy this show for sure, and there's definitely a film noir vibe to it as well that we wanted to bring instead of the more bright, colorful 3D stuff that's going on today.
Combining a little bit of different genres, creating a little bit of a new mix, new melting pot.
A little bit of a new mix, for sure.
Right on. So what is the thematic that is being tackled through this project? What is the type of corner you guys are aiming at for today's society?
Well, Gator Greg is, at its heart, a show about family. And that's been such an important theme in my life. It's been such an important theme in my business partner Henry's life. We went to elementary school together, and we basically grew up together. He's like my brother. And we had very different families growing up. I was an only child, separated parents, but they got along great. I spent a lot of time with both of them. Family was a very important thing to me. For him, he was the youngest of four. He had a youngest of five siblings. And his house was always, there was always adventure and action, a lot of parties and colorful characters there. So family, our two families were very different, but family was no less important. And we want to show that through Gator Greg. And one of Greg's primary motivations, he's looking for these lost children because he also lost his own son.
Okay.
At a very young age.
And okay.
Yeah, you meet him later on in the show.
Right on. Super. Yeah. Already, it's pretty catchy already. Yeah. Gator Greg seems a very interesting character. Mm-hmm. Now you chose the theme of the Lion King probably also because it reconnects to Gator Greg and the concept of family. So,
yes.
Where does family reconnect to filmmaking's community right now, especially here in Vancouver?
Well, I think it's very important. That's really also family is also why we wanted to start My Tribe. You know, me at least having the experience of being a young actor in Vancouver, it can seem very overwhelming. There's at least, I think, 11,000 actors in Vancouver, and it can feel very competitive. You can feel like you're looking for work, but there's not enough work, and you're in competition with all these people. And for a while, that line of thinking sort of got me down. But I think ultimately, we're a community. The Vancouver film industry is a community, and what we want to do with My Tribe is bring more of that community, less of a competitive atmosphere, and more collaborative. And there was a big aha moment I had in my own career, because so many young actors, so many young filmmakers in general can approach this industry, see how overwhelming and competitive it is, and think, okay, what can I get? What can I get out of this? Any job, any work, just anything, what can I get? And a small shift in my thinking that I made that completely changed the course of my career and my life was changing what can I get to what can I give?
Mm-hmm.
How can I give back to this community called film that I love? And as soon as I made that shift, I noticed two things. One, for a start, my career started going a lot better.
Sure.
But also I started being a lot happier, and I decided that I was going to be the first to show up to help my friends with self-tape auditions. One of the things we're doing through My Tribe is we're hosting table read workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a new script from a new writer each month, and I'll cast it from the many actors I know, and we'll just read it, and we'll give writers the opportunity to hear their scripts read aloud by actors for the first time, and actors an opportunity to network and work on their craft. So we're just trying to build a bigger film community in Vancouver.
That truly embodies the concept of giving, huh? Mm-hmm. There is no way actually arts is being created. I mean, if you create arts to receive, take a step back, moonwalk back a little bit. Don't make movies to receive, make movies to give people. That's to me, that's the core,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
That's the spark that keeps you alive,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, absolutely. And also I've noticed that with pretty much anything in life. That's, as a general rule, give and you shall receive. That goes for friendship, love, money. Just give it away and it'll come back to you like more times over than you could have ever imagined.
And giving is receiving at the same time, I believe. As you give, you're receiving right away, because the act of giving is something that is so complete and pure and spontaneous, I believe. You know, it needs to be spontaneous. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing? You
exactly,
know, right?
yeah.
You know what? We're going to take a little break, actually. Okay. We're going to dive into the soundtrack of The Lion King that you chose for us.
Yep.
This is I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Man, what an incredible movie. Talking about the concept of family. By the way, ciao a tutti, friends and friends from Italy. We got a recognize the importance of family in our lives.
Yes.
I wish everybody a really beautiful day and a really good hour spending time with us here on the radio at Roomtone. I'll catch up with you right after the song. Enjoy. This is Hans Zimmer. I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like a king was before. Brushing up or looking down, I'm working on my
board. Thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've got a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What?
No one's saying stop that.
What you do?
No one's saying see here.
Now, see here.
We don't run around all day.
Well, that's definitely our. Arranged a heart-to-heart.
Kings don't need advice from little Orville's for a star.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Welcome back, everybody. Roomtone here. Rowan Zhang joining us at the show. Now, talking about 2D animation. This is his ongoing show with Gator Greg, investigator Alligator. How did you guys start to envision these characters?
Well, really the joke was with the alligator in a vest was the start for Gator Greg. And then we started thinking of other animals that we could use with some nice alliteration, like every animal, every character in the show, all the leads have a alliterative aspect of their name, like Beatnik Bat, the bat slam poet who runs a nightclub. We just started thinking of that. Okay, a voodoo priestess cow named Holy Cow. There you go.
Right on,
got it.
Right on. You got it.
Yeah, nice. And one of the characters that I'm most excited about is Familia Fox. And Familia Fox is the female lead on the show. She's also Gator Greg's detective partner. They're on the police force, so she's his partner. She helps him track down the missing kids. Now, when designing this character, it was very important to us that she not be a sidekick and not be a love interest. It's very important that she end up being neither of those things. Familia Fox is kind of the brains, the logical, smart one. She really grounds the show, and she grounds Greg himself, who's a very kind of grumpy, impulsive alligator, but she's more of the skeptic. Dynamics we looked at were Mulder and Scully on X-Files, also Kirk and Spock in the original Star Trek series. She really needs to be that that very grounding.
The rational element. Side. The rational side of the duality, sure. Of course. So these two characters together, where are they going? Who's on the other side of the table that is contrasting the whole thing?
The kidnapped cat is on the other side of the table. The kidnapped cat is our villain. And the kidnapped cat is a cat, so he's a mammal, but cats are seen as sort of less desirable animals. They're scary, they're spooky, they have big claws, and in this world that we live in, they don't really contribute as much to society. So kidnapped cat was an idealist, and he used to work with Gator Greg on the police force, but then he left the police force. And he's kind of planning a revolution to overthrow the surface-dwelling mammals because he sees that as the only way to fix the problems that their society faces. Mm-hmm. So he's been stealing children, and he's been raising them to be part of his army, which he sees as a good thing. He sees that as providing these kids with a new opportunity at life, and they'll help build the new world, which will be, in his mind, a better world. We didn't want him to be a two-dimensional bad guy. We wanted him to be sympathetic, and he's really the character. We see him being the lead villain on the show for quite a while, and going through phases. He'll probably turn over and start to work with Greg at some point. He'll have those.
Interesting.
You know, like when Professor X and Magneto work together every now and then.
Well, every bad guy has good intents, you know. It's just the perspective that gives it a good or bad. You know, morality is a whole different world. But
For sure.
Yeah. And is there a specific moment in which we start to actually feel for Kidnap Cat?
Well, yes. Well, Kidnap Cat... he's known a lot of loss in his life, and there's a place in the sewers called The Cave. Mm-hmm. It's owned by Beatnik Vat. It's his nightclub, and there's a grand piano in the cave. And Kidnap Cat, he goes in to the cave every now and then, and as soon as he enters, silence sweeps the cave. All the other animals in the cave, they stop talking. They know who he is. And they know what he's been doing, but no one has the courage to stop him. And he goes up to the piano, and he plays the Cat's Jam, which is a soundtrack that Henry wrote. Henry also wrote the theme music for the show. And we put together a little demo of this. We combined the theme song with the Kidnap Cat's Jam. And I'd love to play that for you if you have a...
You want to give it a shot right now?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Go for it. Thank you.
That was Investigator Alligator playing for you from the show Gator Greg, a 2D animation produced by Rowan Zhang, staying and joining us here at Roomtone. Rowan, why don't you tell us a little bit about this character? It seems so interesting to me that there is an alligator playing the piano right inside the sewers of a cave in this world.
Yeah.
Let it all out, man. I'm full of curiosity right now.
Yeah, so we wanted to... We basically wanted to make a show that both kids and adults could enjoy. What's good? What do kids enjoy? Talking animals. You know, there's certainly an element of that these days. A lot of movies, Zootopia being one of them, that mm-hmm. has a world of talking animals. But also, we wanted to explore some themes that mirror society today. So Gator Greg deals with a lot of, oppression, segregation. There's certainly a racist element that the show comments on. And we also wanted there to be some action, some adventure, and also just a good film noir classic detective story.
Mm-hmm.
And we really put a lot of love into all the characters. So one character who we developed throughout season one is Jade. And Jade is mm-hmm. an alligator child who mm-hmm. works for the kidnapped cat. And he has his own story, his own kind of subplot that runs throughout season one. And he puts him in conflict with Greg at certain points. You later learn that Jade is, in fact, Greg's lost son.
Oh!
Who has been brought up by the kidnapped cat.
Oh, we're going to have to slow down. So many spoilers in here, man. Right on.
Yeah,
Look at these, hey?
Yeah, you're getting all the juicy little details.
Nice. So from all these interesting plot twists and situations, I feel this series actually wants to go a little bit further. How long do you plan to push this series for? Is it how many seasons do you plan to get into?
Probably 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal, 6 or 7 seasons. And we've got season one planned out, concepts for season two. Also, I mean, whoever we end up working with, concepts may change. When you sell a network TV show, there's always mm-hmm. compromise. So these are the ideas I'm talking about today are just like our dream elements of the show that we want to keep in as much as possible.
But hey, dreams without action are just illusions.
Absolutely.
So it's admirable that you guys go for it. And actually, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Myself personally?
Yeah.
Doing the exact same thing I'm doing now, just more. Mm-hmm. That really is all it is. Like, I'm about as happy now as I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of young actors or filmmakers really don't get the opportunity to discover what they really want to do within this industry. You know, as a young actor, I was often told, like, a view that was pushed on me by acting schools was like, just be a working actor. Mm. And I hear a lot of actors say that all I want is to be a working actor.
Mm.
And I'll do anything to achieve that, play any role, any part, just give me a job, please. And you know, for me, that wasn't enough. I quickly kind of tired of that. For a while, I went through a period in my acting career where I wasn't being satisfied at all, and I almost considered quitting. Because just to be a working cog in this industry, that isn't enough for me. And I feel like there's a spark, there's a certain thing in every artist, which is the reason they love doing their craft and the reason they want to pursue it. And for me, it's just telling good stories. I want to tell good stories. That's what I want to do with my life. And however I do that, through acting, through producing, through writing, wherever my career ends up going, as long as I'm telling good stories, I'll be happy. And for me, that's not just through network TV, not just through auditioning, booking those gigs. It's also through creating your own work. And there's no better feeling in my experience than creating
your own work. So tasty, man. That resonates with me. And I'm sure that it resonates with so many people that are listening right now. Because, I mean, sometimes we just get lost in the competition of the flow. But we got to remind ourselves why we stepped into this world in the first place, you know? We really want to tell stories. We want to move people. We want to create movement, you know? We want to give people emotions they can chew on, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep moonwalk back a little bit and remind yourself why you did it, you know, as a listener, you know? And don't get lost in the competition, man, because that can be merciless.
Yeah.
But moving on, because we go back to the concept of community and family, and that's why we have the soundtrack of The Lion King here with us today. Now, the community of especially emerging filmmakers here in Vancouver is starting to really find a thread and a net around. And you actually helped that happen through the table reading workshops. Mm. That is a very interesting event. What is happening? Let me know, man.
Yeah, so we want to basically take a new script, brand new script, never been before been read, every month. We do them monthly. We cast it. I've got a group on Facebook and an email list, so any actors can email mytribeproductions.com or mytribeproductions@gmail.com if you're interested in being a part of the workshops. And if there's a writer who wants to be, you can email your script to me. I will happily take a look at it. We also have a page on our website, mytribeproductions.com, dedicated to the table reads. And basically, it's an opportunity for writers to hear their work read out loud for the first time by actors. And ultimately, we want to help you get these projects made. So a writer may find the perfect actor for their show during this during the table reads. Or even if it's just a feature film or a short film, they might find people who can help them either make it or act in it. Or we've had composers there. People are very musically talented. Mm. I often find people in the Vancouver film industry are multi-talented artists whose skills cover such a broad range of spectrums: choreography, stunt work, dancing, voiceover. There's so much talent in Vancouver, and really one of my great passions is bringing that talent together into a room and watching the sparks fly.
Beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I mean, talent is nothing if not actually put to work, right?
Yeah.
It becomes fascinating when you start to discover these events that really bring people together, because life is the art of meeting. That's Vinicius de Moraes right there, all the way from Brazil.
Yeah.
But truly, life is the art of meeting. Connection is essential. Connection is essential, especially for a teamwork like filmmaking.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to take a break, so we're going to take a break right now. This is Room Tone, the show that takes filmmaking's community to your ears. We're going to dive right back into the stories of Rowan Zhang here. Catch up with you very soon.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy too.
A student's life often follows a pattern: eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
Catch a friend, drink until the bitter end.
Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Welcome back. Roomtone here. We talk movies here because we love it. Back to our guest here, Rowan Zhang, working on 2D animation. I want to give you a chance, man. I want to give you an opportunity right now.
Okay, what's this opportunity?
I want you to pitch a movie or an idea or whatever crosses your mind, an event, whatever crosses your mind that is worth sharing in 1 minute.
All that's coming to mind is Gator Greg, but right. I will do that.
Let's
do that.
Let's make it happen. Are you ready? You let me know.
Ready?
Yeah. And time is going now.
Gator Greg is an alligator investigator bent on busting sewer-dwelling crime organizations in the city of Mammalopolis. He is searching for his lost son, who was lost down a sewer drain at a young age. Due to his loss, Greg has a passion for finding missing children who are for the most part non-mammals and not given the attention they deserve by the society they live in. He prowls the sewers of Mammalopolis in search of his arch-nemesis, the kidnapped cat. Kidnapped cat has been stealing children to raise for his underground army to overthrow the surface dwellers above. As the show progresses, Greg must confront the fact that his son has been kidnapped and raised to serve kidnapped cat and his cat bandits. Combining a good old-fashioned action and adventure show with a film noir detective genre, the show also uses classic hand-drawn 2D style of animation and is designed for both adult and kid audiences.
Awesome. That's 1 minute right
one
there.
1 minute.
Spot
all right.
On,
there.
Man. Not bad at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo.
Ugh,
now,
a little shiver there.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen now?
What's going to happen now?
We have the Proust questionnaire.
Proust questionnaire.
Yeah, Proust
okay.
questionnaire right Proust-y. There for you. Are you ready for that? So basically what's happening, Proust, French novelist, amazing
yeah, he wrote
stuff
that
from him, yeah.
that 4,000-page book on about time or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
hey,
super familiar with it, but it's...
He was trying to defeat time. Extend yeah. that bad boy all the way, even if you can really not. Maybe you can, I don't know. We'll figure it out, you know? Yeah. Dimensions are a tricky boundary to play within. So.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. And there's many dimensions,
yeah.
apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Many more than we can actually perceive and travel through.
Yeah.
It's a whole
it's,
world.
It's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
fact.
But, hey,
yeah.
it's another theme. No, maybe not for today. We're going to get
yeah.
lost in there. All right. So we're going to dive deep into the first question
okay.
of the Proust questionnaire.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, okay, okay, are you ready? I'm going to make it edgy. I'm going to make
okay.
it edgy.
Make it edgy.
On what occasion do you lie?
Oh, Ruggiero, listen to me. I never lie. Believe me. I guarantee you. Believe me. I am not a liar. I never lie. Believe me. Oh, never.
Right on. I like that answer, man. 100 points answer right there. All right. Second question.
Yeah. All right.
What do you most value in your friends?
Honesty. I value honesty most in my friends, for sure. I cannot stand being lied to, go back to the first question.
Yeah.
Even if it's an honest criticism or it's something you don't think I've done fairly, just please be honest. If you're honest with me, I'll love you forever.
Well, honesty, it truly is the one thing that misunderstanding and miscommunication is what creates problems.
Yeah.
And lack of honesty is
yeah.
the first... is the primary reason of miscommunication and
yeah.
misunderstanding. And
for
hey,
sure.
making mistakes is human, you know? We all make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And that's what
Absolutely.
Makes us human.
Being able to own up to them is also an important important character trait.
Exactly,
I
exactly.
I always try to do that. Yeah.
It's how we react to those mistakes that actually defines who we are.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I feel it really
yeah,
does.
Yeah. Right on. Third question.
Okay.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I'd make myself look a bit better.
Come on, get out of here, man!
If I could change one thing about myself, it would be what I see in the mirror every morning. I would say that. Yeah, no, I think who I am is constantly improving and changing and evolving. Your personality, you grow throughout life, and that's natural. That's part of the process of life. So I wouldn't use a quick fix to change anything about myself. I'd let myself develop and grow. There's a few, like... features physically I would change up.
But I can tell you, man, with that mustache, just keep it going,
man. Yeah, the stash,
man.
I'll keep the
Don't
stash
stop
going.
It, man.
Yeah.
You got that style going with that umbrella under the rain walking down the street like that. You got it, man. Don't be
Thanks.
Too hard on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, number four.
Okay.
What is the quality you most like in a woman?
I am going to go with honesty again, even when that honesty is painful and crushes my heart.
Right on. I
yeah.
resonate with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Right on. That was basically the last question of the Proust questionnaire.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Which living person do you most admire?
Which living person do I most admire? There's quite a few. There's the guy who delivers coffee to his coworkers every day. There's the single mom who's raising her kid, who works overtime to pay for her kid's school. There's all the filmmakers I meet on a daily basis. You know, I feel like our society doesn't celebrate the little guys much. We venerate celebrities, which is an understandable thing, but I also try to recognize that there are heroes you meet in every day-to-day life, and those are the people that I choose to admire and celebrate, and those are the people I really want to work with in My Tribe Productions. That's what's all about, the ones who haven't made it yet, and those are the people I love and want to work with every day.
What does it mean for you to make it?
To be telling good stories, to be creating content that you're proud of. I mean, also some money would be nice, but you know, that money comes and money goes. And one of the things we're committed to doing at My Tribe is to always pay our artists. We believe I don't know if I can curse on the show, but the working for exposure thing is complete and total nonsense. We don't actually start a project unless we have it within our budget to pay our performers and our artists. And even in these early years of My Tribe, when we're on a shoestring budget, the honorariums may not be much, but they will always be there.
Sure. Right on, man. Sounds great.
Yeah.
One thing.
Yes.
For the people out there who are probably in your position as well, trying to make it out there and explore and make their way through the jungle of filmmaking,
yeah.
What is your advice to those people?
never wait for anyone else to ever give you permission to work. Whether you work or not is not up to some network executive in a stuffy office in LA. It's up to you. If the work isn't coming to you, go and make it yourself. Pick up the script or the pen or the paintbrush or the violin or the boom pole and just start working. Don't wait, create. And eventually, if you do that enough and if you believe in yourself enough, you will create a show or a piece of work that you can be proud of. And I want to work with you. I want to do it with you because we're a community. We're a family. We're a tribe. That's what the Vancouver film industry can be. And that's what I look forward to seeing it continue to evolve into over the years.
Ooh, that's some tasty melted cheese right there for you. Amazing. We all are indeed a tribe, even at the roots. That's where storytelling starts from, you know, staying around that fire and sharing stories. That's education, you know.
Yeah.
Education comes from Latin. It's exducere, you know, it's to extract, to pull out. It's not instruction. Instruction is basically what the school system is doing. It's giving you information to complete a task. But that's not necessary.
Or a test or whatever.
Get that out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that out of here. That's not the cheese. The real cheese is when it comes to emotions, you know, recognizing the empathy and you know, the energy that flows in a room. That's what makes us human, you know.
Yes.
And we got to respect that 100%.
Sure. Yeah.
Can I ask you, what makes us human? What do you think makes us human beings?
We're self-aware and we love, honestly. One of the most important traits is kindness. It's the ability to be kind to each other. I'm not sure any other species experiences empathy to the to the extent that we do. The ability to step into someone else's shoes, you know, someone else's idea, someone else's experience, and understand and appreciate and have that resonate with us, which is really what acting is about, and it's also what good storytelling can be.
So going back to My Tribe Productions and the company and the community and the family that is surrounding My Tribe Productions, how can people reach you guys?
Right. So you can email us at mytribeproductions@gmail.com. And that's definitely our primary means of communication. We also have a Facebook page for Gator Greg. So look for Gator Greg on Facebook. But yeah, that email, that's where you can find us. Also visit mytribeproductions.com for information about our upcoming projects.
Right on, man. Right on. Yeah. Okay. We're about to wrap up with Room Tone. Is there any last shout out, any last, piece of information you want to shoot through the microphone?
Just want to give a shout out to Henry Corbett. This was your idea, brother. I love you. And we're always going to be working together. Also to my mom and dad. I wouldn't be here without you. Chris, Beth, love you.
Woo, right on. All okay. Right. So this was Room Tone, the show that takes filmmaking's community to your ears. Ruggero behind this microphone. It's my pleasure to get you here in front of this microphone as well to talk about your projects, your ideas, your love for the craft. You can send us an email at listentoroomtone@gmail.com or you can find us on Facebook as well as Room Tone, the radio show. Totally open heart over here. Whatever crosses your mind, these microphones are free, as you are right now, free to make whatever you want of this day. And going back to the day and the rest of your day, I really want to wish you a beautiful day without any worries, without any negativity. And that's why I want to go through the final song. You guys can already guess what it is, but of the soundtrack of The Lion King. It's the music by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice, and score composed by Hans Zimmer. Incredible mix right there for you. This is
Hakuna Matata.
Enjoy, everybody.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Why, when he was a young warthog,
when I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I must answer to soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame!
What's a shame?
What a change in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted.
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing phrase.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, sing it, kid.
It's our problem free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Save the day. up a small bucket, I'll drown the hallway. Tick tock, the hands on the clock, run away. In the sunlight, in the morning, in the sounds of the crows. Garbage man, I am the junkyard king. Believe you me, I am the king. Satan, one day I'd catch your sting.